Lawyers have filed a class action on behalf of 50,000 people who claim they've been ripped off by the loan agency Cash Converters. Maurice Blackburn lawyers have filed the $40 million class action in the federal court. The firm alleges Cash Converters has exploited thousands of financially struggling Australians by charging exorbitant rates on so-called payday loans. Mandy Sammy prepared this report.
It's a better way to sell, a great place to shop.
It markets itself as Australia's favourite place to buy and sell. There are more than 140 stores around the country. When she was desperate for quick cash, disability pensioner Julie Gray went to Cash Converters for a loan. That led to another, and another, and eventually 21 loans in total over a two-year period. She says she couldn't pay the money back because of the huge interest fees, and that led to big problems.
Family life, depression, felt like you're worth nothing, useless, I suppose, because you've had to go and apply for these loans and not been able to sort of stop, keep going back. It has affected me personally, and I suppose it would affect a lot of other people because they seem, I don't know, take advantage of people in similar situations to what I'm in. Even though you sign these contracts, you don't understand 100% what's in them.
To try and recover some of that money, law firm Maurice Blackburn has launched a $40 million class action against Cash Converters in the federal court. It alleges the company charged borrowers interest rates that were as high as 633%, despite laws in New South Wales capping rates at 48%. The chief counsel on the case, Miranda Nagy, says more than 50,000 people in New South Wales were caught out.
It became very clear that there was a system that was being used in Cash Converters stores, a very deliberate system that was designed to get around the 48% interest rate cap in New South Wales, which is there to protect the most vulnerable of consumers like Julie Gray. We're seeking compensation. So for all of the people who paid 633% interest, we want them to get back everything that they shouldn't have paid. They should have paid 48%. So it's a lot of money. For Julie Gray on her short-term loans, we think that she'll get about $1,000 back of the $4,000 she paid to Cash Converters. So it can be quite significant amounts of money for people.
Ms Gray says she's glad the class action has been started.
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm hoping that it'll get the word out so other people don't get caught up in the same situation as what I have.
The Consumer Action Law Centre's CEO, Gerard Brody, says his financial counsellors and consumer lawyers see the harm caused by payday loans all the time. He says Cash Converters clients are well represented in calls to his organisation.
There are concerns about practices of payday lenders. Our centre has helped in cases where Cash Converters has given over 50 loans to customers in the space of just 3 years. That's more than one high-cost loan a month, and it shows how easily people can become reliant on this highly expensive form of credit, and also how Cash Converters can perhaps profit from this dependence.
The peak body for financial counsellors in Australia is the FCA. Its executive director, Fiona Guthrie, says the class action sends a strong message to other loan companies around Australia.
The class action is a really good initiative because what it will do is it will test the law, find out whether Cash Converters have acted illegally or not by breaching the New South Wales interest rate cap. And this class action sends a very strong message to the industry about trying to avoid laws which are set up to protect vulnerable consumers.
Cash Converters has denied breaking the law. Its general manager, Ian Day, sent the ABC this response.
Cash Converters has received a letter from Maurice Blackburn advising of a class action on behalf of one borrower and unnamed group claimants. The company is confident that the fees have been properly levied and are completely lawful. Cash Converters will defend these allegations vigorously.
Lawyer Miranda Nagy says she doesn't know how long it will take, but eventually the court will deliver its judgment.
We're running this case as an open class action on a no-win, no-fee basis on behalf of every single one of the 40 to 50,000 people in New South Wales who had Cash Converters loans between 2010 and 2013. When the time comes and the court decides, you know, they can put up their hand and say that they want to be part of this, but they don't have to do anything at the moment. It's being brought already for them.
Lawyer Miranda Nagy from the firm Maurice Blackburn ending that report from Mandy Sammy.